Today's theme for this Wednesday's Lenten journey is sanctified vision. Sanctified vision is being able to see ourselves, others, and the moments of our lives with the holy vision of Christ and the cross. It is being honest with ourselves and our sin, those things we have done and left undone. And it is understanding that we have been redeemed and forgiven, not by what we have done, by the extravagant mercy, forgiveness, and love of God. And to help us with our theme of sanctified vision is St. Columba, one of the 12 apostles of Ireland and a patron saint of Ireland and Scotland and poets. He was a great missionary to Scotland and founder of the great and famous monastery of Iona. St. Columba, who is lovingly named the Dove of the Church, was born December 7th in 521 A.D. God tells us in the book of Joel that on the day of the Lord I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Fittingly, Columba's life began with a vision, a dream. His mother, who was of royal blood in the northern part of Ireland, was expecting a princely son to ascend the throne. But before his birth, she received a vision in a dream, in which angels told her that her son would not be a prince, but he would be a great prophet that would be the leader of innumerable souls. St. Columba's inner vision, which is evident by his prayers, show that he possessed what the Celts called second sight. The gift of second sight enables one to transcend time and space, to see eternity in the midst of everyday life. It's been said those with second sight could know the nature of a person just by talking to them. St. Columba inspires us with a Christian vision that sees how our natural human gifts can be joined and blessed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit so they can be multiplied for the proclamation of the gospel in the world. St. Columba's inner vision led him to found 41 monasteries in 41 years, all over Ireland. These monastic communities were places of prayer, hospitality, and learning. They impacted the lives of all those who lived around them. Now, Columba was a person of great learning and diligent prayer. But unfortunately, his love for learning caused conflict in the monastery at Moville. Columba had copied a book of the Psalms from another monk to keep for himself. But the monk claimed that the copy should be his. The case went to the High King of Ireland, who ruled that Columba had returned the copy to the owner of the original text. Unfortunately, this was not the end of the conflict. Columba's supporters armed themselves and went to battle and won. Columba in Ireland saw the destruction that possessiveness and greed had caused. More than 3,000 soldiers died in battle. In an effort to make amends for this misuse of power, Columba was forced into exile. He then embarked on a pilgrimage, and trusting himself to God's mercy, he set sail in 563 A.D. with 12 of his companions. And on the day of the Feast of Pentecost, they landed on the island of Iona in the northwestern coast of present-day Scotland. Columbus's vision was formed and nurtured by his passionate love for God's truth and Holy Scripture and in the beauty of creation. And at the time of his exile, his vision was shaped by his own experience of sin and failure. But during this time, his vision was also shaped by Christ's mercy and forgiveness, redemption, and love. It was shaped by Christ's grace to renew Columbus's life. Like St. John, who had a vision of great recreation in which the fire of God's love in Christ and for the world transforms Babylon into the new Jerusalem, St. Columba is able to be recreated and reformed by the power of Christ's love and God's grace. Like the human city that is raised out of the ashes of sin and death to become the new Jerusalem that descends from heaven, Columba receives the mercy, forgiveness, and love of God that reestablishes communion with God and one another. Today we hear in the psalm how one uncovers their sin, confessing to God the sin that God already knows. But in confessing their sin and turning back to God, the psalmist is covered by God's loving, forgiving presence. And their confession of sin becomes a confession of trust in God and His steadfast love. By being forgiven, the psalmist begins to live in faith, hope, and love. And so, like the psalmist, Columba receives renewed life and renewed strength through God's forgiveness and love given to him in Christ. And Columba is able to create a new community at Iona. At a time when the continent of Europe was in chaos, Iona was a Christian stronghold of learning and intentional Christian living. Through Columbus's vision, direction, and efforts, missionaries went out to evangelize the Picts and the Scots in what is now northern Scotland. Later, his missionaries from Iona went to Europe and established new monastic foundations. Columba shows us a Christian vision that is beyond this world, yet is grounded firmly in it. Is able to see Christ's presence in the moment. Is able to understand that one's life is part of God's amazing story of redemption and love. He is able to have a vision in which his special human gifts that have been given to him by God are multiplied by grace to be spiritual gifts that can be used for God's service of love in the world. And a Christian vision, most importantly, is shown within the community, the church, for the rebuilding of Christ-centered community. Columba's vision was manifest in his devoted monastic rule for his monks, his training of missionaries for the spread of the gospel, and his devotion to Scripture, an artistic expression like the most beautiful illuminated gospels of the Book of Kells. As we journey through Lent, we have an opportunity to spend time with Christ, who anoints our eyes with the power of the Spirit to see his presence all around us in the day-to-day happenings of our lives. In our gospel text, Jesus heals a blind man, giving him partial sight, then full sight. It's the only place in all the gospels where Jesus' healing doesn't work completely the first time around. But this two-stage enlightenment of this man's physical healing points to the two-stage enlightenment of the disciples' spiritual understanding. The disciples will only come to a partial vision when Jesus asks them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answers on behalf of the disciples, "You are the Messiah." He has partial vision because he doesn't fully understand or know what it means to be the Messiah. He doesn't understand that to be the Messiah is to be the suffering servant who dies in agony on the cross. And the disciples won't fully understand the identity of Christ as Messiah and Son of God and his mission to redeem the world until he has risen in glory after our Lord's suffering and death. And so in many ways, this inner journey of sanctified vision is a growing from glory to greater glory, from faith to more mature faith. And this process involves detachment and putting more trust in Christ and less on the things of this world. The scales of our worldly eyes are shed and our sense of the eternal becomes sharpened. Our inner vision becomes keen. When we learn what we can let go of, then we can learn what is worth holding on to. And then we too will receive from Christ sanctified vision like that of St. Columba. We too will be able to see our lives as part of God's great love story of forgiveness and renewal through His Son and the cross. Amen.